We're going to wrap up our budget coverage with this story. It's about some federal funding that got pulled this week. Well, sort of. The money was for two bridges in Alaska. Their cost, nearly $500 million. All that money will now go directly to the state of Alaska, which may or may not decide to use it for what has become known as the Bridges to Nowhere. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
The saga of the Bridges to Nowhere began last month on the Senate floor. Oklahoma freshman Republican Tom Coburn, who's a staunch fiscal conservative, proposed taking the $452 million earmarked in a highway bill for two bridges in Alaska and shifting at least some of that money to rebuilding a bridge in New Orleans smashed by Hurricane Katrina. That prompted an outburst from Alaska Republican Ted Stevens, who's the Senate's president pro tem and one of its most powerful members.
But I will put the Senate on notice, and I don't kid people. If the Senate decides to discriminate against our state, to take money only from our state, I'll resign from this body.
Stevens, of course, did not resign. That's because his Senate colleagues rallied to his side, resoundingly defeating Coburn's attempted raid on Alaska's bridge money. But the battle wasn't over. This week, House and Senate appropriators stripped away the designation in this year's highway bill that set aside those funds exclusively for building those bridges. Stevens today blamed his colleague, Tom Coburn, for that money no longer being earmarked for the bridges.
What was behind it was he knew how to get a 45-second spot on every television radio station, be part of the talk radio for a week and get the headline on the daily Sunday supplement. It was publicity.
But House Republican Joe Nolenberg of Michigan, who chairs the committee that reallocated the bridge money, said the bridges could no longer be seen as top priorities.
We didn't look at this as one that really met the priority test. It obviously was one also that had become the poster child, so-called, for the whole issue of excess, of largesse, of spending too much money, the pork side of it. And so it just really, very honestly, was one that we thought would better be handled in terms of the entirety of the state of Alaska, and that's exactly what the situation is.
Nolenberg refused to say whether the spending bill has earmarks for projects in his own district.
The bill's in the process of being finalized right now. I'm in the middle of negotiation right now. All that's going to come out after this bill is finally, fully assessed and closed.
Arizona House Republican Jeff Flake says the sorry truth is that not one dime is being taken off the deficit by redesignating the Alaska money. What's more, he says there are 6,000 some other earmarks in the bill that were left untouched.
Hopefully there's a backlash on earmarks, and I hope my colleagues realize the Bridge to Nowhere is just, you know, it's the poster child of earmarks, but it's only that. There are hundreds and thousands of others that are just as bad.
President Bush signed those earmarks into law last summer.
He did, and I hope he regrets it. It was a bad thing to do. He shouldn't have. This bill was not fiscally responsible. It spends more than is in the Highway Trust Fund.
Even Alaska's Ted Stevens admits the highway spending bill's priorities have become less a matter of necessity and more a question of who has the most political clout.
I can show you a lot of places got highway money that's just really excessive. If they had the same program for the use of highway money when we started building the roads west, when Eisenhower demanded an interstate highway system, it never would have been built.
Stevens says he has no idea whether the two bridges in Alaska will ever be built. He says he hasn't even discussed it with anybody. But he says he'll vote for the bill that takes away their earmarked funding, adding, "I have no alternative but to support it." David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.